Sport on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Discover our exciting 231 range of electric and hybrid vehicles. For more, see kia.com.
Darren Frehel is here. Cristiano Ronaldo, huh?
He is grabbing all the headlines this morning, Rachel, and how he has accused Manchester United of trying to force him out of the club, and he feels betrayed. Now, in an interview with Piers Morgan for Talk TV, he says Erik ten Hag has no respect for him, so he's no respect for his manager. And I have to say, this is quite the bombshell this morning. Not the fact that he's unhappy and that he's come out and said all this, but it's just such a public attack. In this interview, he goes on to question the progress of the club, claiming it had not evolved since his first stint at Old Trafford way back in the years between 2003 and 2009. He's backed this up with the view on the appointment of Ralf Rangnick, who he played under last season.
I don't know what's going on, but since the Sir Alex Ferguson left, I saw no evolution in the club. The progress was zero. For example, we have an interesting point that how the club as Manchester United, after sack Ole, they bring sport directive Ralf Rangnick, which is something that nobody understands. This guy is not even a coach. A bigger club like Manchester United bring sport directive surprised not only me, but all the world. Nothing changed. They stop in a time which is, it surprised me a lot. I thought I will see different things, different technology, infrastructure. But unfortunately, we see many things that I'm used to see when I was 20, 21, 23. So surprised me a lot.
Yeah, huge news, and we'll have lots more on that story in the next hour here on Morning Ireland. More from that interview as well. But United didn't seem to miss Ronaldo yesterday as they beat Fulham 2-1. The winner coming deep in injury time from the teenager Alejandro Garnacho. Elsewhere in the Premier League, Aston Villa beat Brighton 2-1. Derry City beat Shelburne 4-0 to win the Extra.ie FAI Cup final. And we'll have news from the Derry camp a little bit later on. But let's hear from the Shells manager, Damien Duff, who says he couldn't have been more prouder of this group.
It's a young dressing room. You know, I think there is a hint of regret, maybe as a collective and as individuals. Have we give the best performance today? No. We knew to win the game, listen, had to be the perfect game, similar to what we did against Bowes and the core. But listen, it wasn't meant to be. I'm so proud of them. Me as a manager, as a coach, I've walked into Lansdowne Road today 10 foot tall, and I'll walk out 10 foot tall.
Yeah, good to hear from Duffer as always. He's been really, I think, brightened up the whole league this season with his post-match interviews. Now, the Irish women's team will continue their preparations for the Women's World Cup when they meet Morocco in a friendly this evening. The game in Spain is live on the RTÉ News channel and the RTÉ player from 5 o'clock. Padraig Harrington capped a fine year on the Champions Tour with a victory on the Charles Schwab Cup Championship in Arizona. It's his fourth win on that seniors tour. In Florida, Leona Maguire had a top 10 finish at the Pelican Championship. Stephanie Meadow finished in a tie for 37th. In the AIB Provincial Club competitions, Moy Cullen beat Westport in the Connacht Championship. Wins for Naive Connell, Kilcoo and Glenn in Ulster. Iroge beat the Nair in Munster. And in the Leinster Hurling Championship, victories for Ballyhale, St Mullins and Kilmacud Croaks. In the ladies football, Kilkern Clonburne have defended their Connacht title, while Dunamoyne are the Ulster champions once again. Finally, in cricket, rain is delayed play for the Irish women's cricket test match against Pakistan in the T20 series. It did get underway at 6 a.m. and the Irish finished 118 for 7, so Pakistan in reply are 29 for 1. They need 90 runs from 79 balls to win.